Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, this we've been under rust. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
My mic is working okay. There we go. I think I can hear myself. All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Today is, what is today? Wow, day's going by so fast. Day's Wednesday. Wednesday, April the 25th. Wednesday, April the 25th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to continue what we were talking about yesterday, as we were talking about opposites attract. Specifically, yesterday we were talking about how to build your empire. We were focusing on the empire being yourself, your empire being your pattern, your empire being your design, with the empire being your spiritual mentality. So there is a spiritual design or a spiritual mindset or consciousness that is unconscious or subconscious that controls your physical reality. So in other words, your biology is simply expressing your spirituality. So whatever is going on outside of you is just an indication of what's going on inside of you. And I was talking, we wanted to jump into today breaking down the animating principle of the body. Before we break down the animating principle of the body or the seven spirits of God that animates the body, because God is spirit, those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And in order for us to really understand what that statement means, what we're talking about when we talk about the animating principle of the body, we're talking about the application of esoteric knowledge or information. So the word esoteric and the word metaphysical are terms that's used when we are talking about this illusionary duality or dualistic physical plane that creates this illusion of separation. And so we go through life and we are separated from life because of fear, because of doubt, and because of unbelief. And so regardless of how much great knowledge that one may have, regardless of how much wisdom, regardless of what type of degrees, regardless of how much education, your family pedigree, your bloodline, all of these things pale when you're not able to apply them. So everything comes down to knowledge. I used to hear people say knowledge is power. And that's a half truth. It's not that knowledge is or isn't power. It is the application of knowledge that is or isn't power. So when we talk about or when we think about the application of something, today we want to really look at that, what that means when it comes to building your own empire, when it comes to taking your head, your heart, and your gut, putting it on the same page. I was talking with a client earlier today. We were talking about an empath, and as somebody that is empathic, somebody that is sensitive, there is a deep feeling that allows you to absorb other people's emotions. Some say you can even absorb their physical symptoms. An empath is somebody that is just highly sensitive. Now, where I'm from, that's not necessarily an attribute or a gift. It's only as an adult that I've learned that that is something to not be ashamed of. It's only as an adult that I've learned to listen to that small, still voice or that intuition or that feeling. And as I was talking with my client earlier today and we was talking about, you know, tuning into or listening to the spirit or following, if you will, or applying. So instead of just going through the seven attributes and characteristics that it talks about in Isaiah chapter 11, we'll do that tomorrow, God willing. But today we want to talk about the application of those seven attributes. We want to talk about the application of metaphysical or esoteric knowledge and information. I share a lot of knowledge and a lot of metaphysical information. There is a lot of knowledge and a lot of metaphysical information out today. We are living in the age of Aquarius, and as the age of Aquarius is the age of knowledge, it's the age of the water bearer. So the water bearer is taking this water and he's pouring it out. So everybody is going to be baptized or immersed inside of this inertia or this knowledge or this gnosis or this frequency of love or this enlightenment. So we are in the age of enlightenment. So your enlightenment begins when you can see beyond what your ego needs. Let me say that again. Your ability to be or to apply or to know that what we're going to talk about at the conclusion of today's message, you will know that the animating principle of the body is actually the Holy Spirit or the Ruach or the Pneuma or the Chi or the Prana. Right now, that may be a mystery. It may be a mystery. It may be the mystery. It may be a mist, not M-Y, but M-I. Right now, it's a mystery. It's a mist, M-I-S-T, story. Instead of hiss, as in the snake story, you need to understand the mystery of the gospel. The Bible talks about the mystery. The mystery of the gospel is the water story of the good spell. So I'm getting ready to share with you today the water story. They say back in those old Baptist churches, WADA, the water story. Even though there's no D in water, but another study for another time. The word mystery is the word M-I-S-T, mist. It's water that is finely sprayed over an area because water is the true essence of life. Because the water, again, is actually the molecule, if you want to use that term, of God, the big one, not the little one. Because, again, hydrogen, everything is a manipulation of hydrogen. What is water? Nothing but hydrogen. Everything is a manipulation of hydrogen, a watered-down hydrogen. But the quest that we are embarking upon today is the true application of metaphysical and esoteric knowledge. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you have a plethora of knowledge. You have more knowledge. You can stop listening to every show and everything that I do because you already got past tense. The concern is the lack of application, present tense. Since there is a lack of application of known knowledge, there is an illusion that you are separated from knowledge, when in actuality the word ignorance is the word ignore. So it's not that you do not have knowledge. It's the fact that you are ignoring the existing knowledge. The law of equality states that as a light being, that you are part of light. You are equal in the eyes of light. It is only the duality or the division of the or the ideal that you are separate from light that exists on this dimension that gives you or creates the illusion that you are separate from light, which creates fear of absence of light. So you go and try to seek, try to find, and try to get something that you already got. And it's this process of being a human getting instead of a human being or a human doing, again, really spiritual, but for the sake of today's study, we'll just say the word human, even though we know that doesn't exist. You are a spirit man. And the inability to see past and to see all limits your perception, so your enlightenment begins once you're able to see beyond your problem. The fact that the problem is actually immersed in the solution. So the only way to achieve this is by understanding the law of perception, which states that every being has the ability to see beyond the physical plane and into the multi-realms or multi-dimensions. According to the law of perception, you and I, as spirit beings, we hold a key that unlocks the door to our consciousness or our awareness or our perception that leads us into other dimensions or dispositions, and that key in the heart. If we follow the heart that gets its spark from the gut or the intuition, that's what an empath does. An empath is empathic. They sense shiznits that they don't even know, but they do know. They are just disconnected from that know. And it has to be reconnected, biologically speaking, when a synapse fires and it crosses the synaptic gap. There is a gap, which, again, according to the word Christ, if you go back through that study, you will find this word at the base or at the bottom of the word Christos or Christos. You will find this word spelled C, and I challenge you to look it up or prove me wrong. The word is spelled C-H-E-I-M-O-N. It's a Greek word that means C-H-A-S-M-A, chasma, which means gulf, which means like a divide or channel or opening. There is this synaptic gap in the brain. There's also a synaptic gap in the spirit. And the way that you bridge the gap is through love or Christ. The application of metaphysical knowledge is only applicable when it is immersed in the solution, which is love. It is the frequency of love. The heart emits 100 times more electricity and magnetism than the brain. And what activates the heart, what excites the heart, what gets the heart pumping is love. Faith, hope, and love, the greatest of these three is love. This, my brothers and sisters, the biology of this is all expressed, exposed, and expanded inside of my book, The Biology of the Temple. But that's just more knowledge, right? That's more metaphysics. That's more esoteric knowledge. We are here today to understand how to apply that knowledge. That way you can make sound choices and sound decisions. As I was talking with a client this morning, and one of the things that helps is, especially if you are a member of the life management system, and especially if you are a younger client, there seems to be more of a fascination with the metaphysics and the esoteric, which is great. That doesn't pay your light bill, however. That doesn't make you a better father or make you a better mother. It doesn't help you become a better husband, a better wife. It doesn't help you to lower your blood pressure or increase your health. The only thing that produces results is action. Applied knowledge. So we have to go back to, we have this empathic. Some people have a little bit more than others, but everybody has it. Everybody has a ruach or the pneuma. Well, most of us do. There's a few that don't. But as a person who has this ability to connect, you are naturally given and you are naturally designed in a way by which you can absorb or sense, or the New Age term is attune, not atonement as the biblical term is. The New Age word is attunement, A-U-T-T-U-N-E-M-E-N-T, attune, not A-T-O-N. They replaced the tone with attune. Now, I don't know if you understand the linguistical assassination that just took place, but the powers that be are experts, because the God of this dimension is a linguistical God. And without over understanding the linguistics, you will find yourself being overwhelmed with stressful emotions. You will be having panic attacks, depression, chronic fatigue. You'll grow on different binges and bulges, and you'll be diagnosed with all types of physical, you know, ailments, because you are trapping all of this energy inside of the body because you're not releasing it, because it's tied up in your gut, because you're not attuned or really atoned or atonement. Remember I said that the tone in your voice determines the speed of your choice. The tone, not the tune. Now, the difference between those two words is pretty profound. And the enemy hides in the details, and the inability to take this metaphysical knowledge and this esoteric knowledge that we all have, and we are all learning every day, and it's, the water barrier is pouring out more knowledge each and every day. So every day you have all of this knowledge, and everybody has received the Ruach and the Pneuma and the Spirit of God. So you have the Spirit of God, you have the fear of God, you have the knowledge, you have the understanding, you have the wisdom, you have the counsel, you have the might. These are the seven spirits of God that we're going to be talking about later on from Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2, but are you applying those into your life? And if you are, there should be something called biological proof, meaning your biology is simply expressing your spirituality. So I can tell the level of your spirituality by the level of your biology. That's why I love biology, because when I was a young whippersnapper and they told me, boy, all you need is a Bible, you know, stop staring out there in nature and watching animals and watching Mutual of Omaha. So on Sunday mornings, I used to hate going to church because I was watching Mutual of Omaha. And I was fascinated because I remember watching this safari guide, and I saw it with apes first, then lions, then elephants. And I saw this guy living with gorillas. Well, those silverback, I don't even see the silverback gorilla. Those silverback gorillas will freaking tear your limbs from your body. And this dude was hanging out with them. Then I saw this dude living with the pride of lions. Craziest thing since sliced bread. That dude, did he not know that lions are carnivores? They eat meat. He must have watched that movie that I saw, The Ghost in the Darkness, about those three lions that killed all them people. True story. Over there in the museum somewhere in Chicago as we speak. They're stuffed right now. Then I saw this one dude that was living out or had this ability to hang out with elephants, and these elephants, one elephant was rushing at him. A bull elephant was charging him, getting ready to just blow him down, and the elephant stopped and froze because the dude did not run. And I remember in all of those stories, they all said the same thing. Whatever you do, do not run. So I'm like thinking, okay, let me get this right. So how do I apply that? Now, I know intellectually that you're not supposed to show fear. That's what running is. So really what they were saying was do not fear. Now, y'all know I've said a lot of crazy shit in my day. But I need you to overall understand that one thing that I say a lot is I don't do what? I always say I don't do fear. And I've said it on multiple shows, and let me say it again. Fear is reaction. Notice how they applied the fear. The elephant's charging him. He did not run. That means he applied his knowledge of not allowing the animal to see him show fear. So we need to understand the ingredients of that, because that's the difference between success and failure. See, everybody knows what to do, but very few people have the cojones to do. That is what is called neurotheology, putting God in your brain. Now, I have a book called Neurotheology, How the Word of God Affects the Brain. That explains the biology of the neurons of God, which is what I'm talking about today, how to apply metaphysical and esoteric knowledge so that way you can get fruit or results. This is the scientific study, again, of how your lack of fear destroys the yoke or the devil's game. The Bible tells us, and then again, y'all know I'm a Hebrew 6:1 Negro. We are a rare breed. Ain't too many of us around. Hebrews 6:1 through 4 goes something like this. I got to memorize. Y'all might want to pimp the game, look it up. Because, again, my memory's not that great. But Hebrews 6:1 says that we got to leave the basic principles of the doctrine of Christ, and we have to go on to perfection, not laying again, number one, the foundation of repentance from dead works. Number two, faith towards God. Number three, doctrine of baptism. Number four, laying on of hands. Number five, resurrection of the dead. And number six, the eternal judgment. And number seven, and this we do if God permits. For it is impossible for those who are once enlightened, if they were to fall away, to be called back. In other words, you know all of this and you don't apply all of this, there's no hope for you. Not you personally, but, you know, people that you know. Now, this is why I don't do fear. Now, remember, I'm a Mutual of Omaha dude. When I was a little kid, I used to watch nature flicks. I learned about God by watching nature. Now, everybody learns differently. That's just the way I'm designed. You can learn about God by watching, you know, astrophysics, by watching somebody take an engine out of a car. Maybe you're a mechanic, and it clicks. Your design is different from mine. How to apply metaphysical and esoteric knowledge and information in order for you to achieve the application. Everybody got knowledge. But the only thing that allows you to achieve it is the removal of fear and the implementation of love. See, out in the wilds of Africa, that guy loved those silverback gorillas. He was part of an organization to save the gorillas. That was a lady that they made a movie out of who did the same thing except with chimpanzees. She lived with them. She hung out with them. She slept with them. She ate with them. Hell, you look at it, I mean, she kind of, you know, turned it into one. Why? But why did she do? Why would she leave civilization and go hang out with chimpanzees? One word, love. Now, I need to make sure that you understand, because, see, it is this the simplicity of the ghost spell that everybody misses, because we want the complexity of quantum physics, the complexity of mathematics, the complexity of language and linguistics. Language is hard, man. There's a lot of nuances to language. I just like the simplicity of frequency. See, the reason that the lions don't eat those dudes that hang out and sleep with them. Y'all seen the videos, guys out there, the lion. One video where the lion and the guy got separated, and the lion, and that was a lady, I think, came back, and the lion jumped up and hugged her and licking all over, and these lions are huge. But the lady has no fear. The reason that elephant, that bull elephant, was charging at the guy is because, based upon science, they say that the disposition of the prey either excites or calms the predator. Somebody should write that down. How do you apply metaphysical esoteric knowledge? Your disposition. Now, if your disposition is one of fear, you feed the predator. If your disposition is one of faith, you disempower the predator. Now, let me make sure you understand. Dogs chase people who run. If you don't run, they don't chase. Now, you can stand there and not run, but if you still got fear, then you're going to get bit. It is the emotion, it is the frequency, it is the pheromone of fear that feeds the demonic realm. It's called adrenochrome. That's their food. So the way that you apply metaphysical esoteric knowledge is perfect love. That's biblical for the Bible thumpers. So guess what's the opposite of that? Perfect fear casts out love. That's the one you don't learn on Sunday school. Since you don't know what I know, which is perfect fear casts out love. Let me say that again. Somebody should write that down. If perfect love casts out fear, that means perfect fear casts out love. That's why everything on this earth is designed to keep you in a state of fear. So I don't know what you are afraid of, what you are concerned about. If you don't get that shit out your life, it's going to destroy your life. What are you afraid of? Whatever you're afraid of, put it in your mind. You need to cast that shizness out. That's demonic. That establishes the that feeds them. That's why they hang out with you. Did y'all read my book? Emotional Cords, Demonic Soul Ties? Oh, maybe y'all didn't read it? You might want to pimp the game. Notice the title of the book is called Demonic Soul Ties and Emotional Cords. It's a line that connects you to them. That line is the only way to remove that line is how to break it. You got to apply gnosis, knowledge, love, the frequency, more specifically, of love. See, it's real easy to do. How do you do this? This is taught hard. Are you willing to die? See, the Bible says it this way. Any man who wishes to find his life must lose it. Any man that's wishing to lose his life will find it. See, I had a situation. This happened. And in this situation, I'm willing to die right now. I don't give up. Beep. It is only when you're willing to die that the solution shows up. Yeah, and I'm talking about, like, for real, for real. Like, I know a lot of people that say that, but I know very few people that actually mean that. So the lion, the dog, the giraffe, the animal nature, notice the animal. See, if you look at again, animal nature, animalistic, that's Luciferian. The Bible refers to him as a roaring lion. A lion is an animal, right? He also refers to Yahushua as the Lion of Judah, because again, the spirit realm works on pheromones, not hormones. Now, I know that's probably contrary to your theology, A.D. I understand the Bible calls it spirit. Spirits can't be seen by us. They can see us, but we can't see them. So if you don't understand how to apply metaphysical knowledge and esoteric knowledge, you got to apply it spiritually. How do you do that, Brother Will? The same way lions know which animal to chase. They can sense. How does a lion know when another, how does a dog know when another dog is in heat? How do they know? How does your pet know you from somebody else? See, an empathic behavior or empaths pick up the spirit realm. They're more sensitive to the spirit realm, or what we call in biology a pheromone, which is very similar to, it's the cousin of a hormone. Now, a hormone is physical. A pheromone is spiritual. It travels undetected. Spirit means undetected by the five senses. So anything that's not detected, you can't see it, you can't touch it, you can't taste it, you can't smell it, you can't hold it. That's spirit. That's pheromone. Now, brothers and sisters, they know the dominant culture. That's why every perfume uses pheromone technology. Now, a pheromone comes from an ancient Greek word, phero. Now, if you drop the P, what you got left? H-E-R-O. The O is really the U. Herheru, which is Egyptian god. Now, I've been talking about this for a long time. If you look at the word, you know everything about life. I can just give me a word, homie. That's all I need. I don't need no doctor, no reverend. I don't need no bishops. I don't need no biology. I don't need no theology. I don't need no fancy, you know, degrees. I don't need no, you know, freaking education from no fancy university. It's right there. Man is name. Name is man. You give me its name, I can tell you everything about it. A pheromone. So a pheromone is a substance that is produced and released into the environment. And it affects the behavior and the psychology. Because a pheromone from the ancient Greek text, it means to bear. It also, in the ancient text, it means impetus. It means a secret excretion that triggers. So pheromones, if you really understand, it is an airborne molecule that is undetected. You cannot detect it with your five senses, but it produces some crazy shiznits. That's why they put it in all your perfume. Remember, I've been saying for years, smells are spells, because smells has the word elves. Elves are gods. Anytime you see a word that has EL in it, pimp the game. So again, if you don't understand this, again, my people perish for lack of knowledge. We don't apply shiznits we don't know. You cannot be the hero. You're gonna be either the hero or the zero. So by understanding pheromones, again, in the natural realm, we can understand the spiritual realm. Now, that is extremely important, because all of the animals use this technology. So a pheromone is like an alarm that impacts or controls on a nucleotide level. So it affects you in the next pay-per-view series when we get into. We're going to talk about, again, nucleotic peptides that's been replaced by technopeptides. And so somebody, again, the word, again, pheromone means to bear, and then the word hormone means impetus, which just simply means I need to make a response that controls or impacts a behavior. So, again, how do we apply esoteric knowledge? Because the esoteric knowledge is automatically producing this behavior. The key is getting around the right esoteric knowledge. Because the right esoteric knowledge has the capacity or the capability to have a huge impact on your behavior. So you don't even know. All of a sudden, you just have a feeling. Now, the problem is that the old you is going to override or try to override the new you. Your gut, your instinct will say go left. But the old you is going to say, hey, I've been going right for 20 years. And you come up and you dropped and said something that give me a feeling that I should go left. I don't know why. I don't got no proof. But I got 20 years of going right, and I mean, it ain't got me nowhere, but I would rather stay in a known hell than go to an unknown heaven. That's called fear. Fear is the thing that stops the application of metaphysical and esoteric knowledge. Fear is the only thing that prevents you from applying all of the shizness you already know. You don't need no more classes, no more books, no more curanderos, no more shamans, no more reverends, doctors, bishops, no more master teacher 33s. You've already learned it all. Everything I can tell you, you already know. You could write the books. Hell, you can come do today's message. The only reason you don't, fear. I've been telling members of the life management system that everything I'm doing, you should be doing. How many people are doing it, though? But that's not the issue. The issue is why? One word, fear. Well, how do I know? Because I didn't read it in the book. Because everything I'm doing now, I could have did 20 years ago. That's 20. How come I didn't? Fear. So my gut tells me something, but fear says, if you do that, dog, you're going to lose this. That's going to happen. Or you're going to piss this person off. Or you're going to piss that person off. So fear keeps you in your box. Now, if that's where you want to be, that's great. And you maintain. However, if you do not understand or overstand that your spirit has been weaponized and now it's used against you, how do you apply metaphysical and esoteric knowledge to understand that your spirit, the animating principle of the body, now is being used as the animating principle of the body? So the enemy is so smart, he's using what God meant for good as evil. Meaning, he's going to take your gift. I don't care what your gift is. And the client I was talking to this morning, it's remarkable, because if you can really, which I recommend all the clients do, is instead of talking about all of this metaphysical stuff, just tell me about what you did today. Okay, you woke up this morning, you brushed your teeth. Yeah, but Brother Will, ain't nothing in that. No, just keep talking. And I try to get people to stick to the script. What's the script? Life. Why? Because when you tell me what you are doing, all I see is what you're not doing. And then we can have a dialogue, because now I can show you, you see what you were doing, why. And I start asking those why questions 7 times. But you're going to shift the blame, not you, but, you know, people you know. You're going to say, well, Brother Will, it was, you know, my husband's fault. You know, I told him this and I told him that, and he came home, he was yelling, he was screaming, he was upset. And I'm going to say, well, why? I don't know, man, he had a bad day at the office, and he come home, took it out on me. Okay, why? Well, you know, he's been under stress at the office, and, you know, he got a pay cut, and he may get laid off and this and another. Okay, why? And I'm just going to keep asking those questions, why, from a regular, boring event that is not worth talking about, because we rather talk about astral projection and remote viewing. Now, I like talking about astral projection and remote viewing, but again, I can't pay my light bill with that. I can't astral project to the bank. I cannot astral project, you know, my mortgage to the bank. They want real money. I cannot metaphysically do shizness. I got to actually take my hands and go pick up. I cannot metaphysically cut my grass. Now, I'm good, but I'm going to be honest with y'all. I ain't that good. I cannot sit here and metaphysically cut my grass and just wake up tomorrow or just blink and say, grass, be thou cut. And it cuts itself. I'm trying to get there, but I'm just keeping it real. I'm not there. I hate to disappoint. I know y'all thought I was there, but, you know, I would like to be able to say, let there be 1 mil. And then, boom, that was $1 million. Yeah, I'm not there yet. That dog don't hunt. Well, let me rephrase that. My lack of gnosis is limiting that dog from hunting. Now, the goal is to get there, but as of right now, today, I know how to get the meal. It's what I'm doing right now. I made a plan. I put it on a piece of paper. And I did not go watch cartoons. I got up this morning, and I remembered that the plan that takes me to my $1 million is that I need 1,000 people to pay X amount of dollars to equal $1 million. Or I can lower, I got a couple of different price points, so if I lower that, I need three people. Okay, I bring in more revenue per person, so I can get 200 people to pay me X amount of dollars, I can get the $1 million. I get 500 people to pay me a little bit more, get the one. So you see, I got price points. So I didn't say, God, you can only bless me this way. I just said, any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. So see, I understand. But see, after I did the numbers and I put it in my brain and I put it in my heart and I put it in my gut, put it in the gut, it was already there because it came from the gut. The desire from the one meal came from the gut. And it's in the heart, but the head is saying, "Come on, dog, be for real. You just a poor black man from Forestry, Texas. You come walk around here talking about you're gonna be a millionaire. Sit your ass down somewhere." So there has to be something in the heart that overrides the head. It can't be fake, because see, you cannot fake a bull elephant when it's running at you and it's getting ready to charge you. Either you are willing to die because of your love for the elephant, or you're going to get mauled, ran over. Same thing with the guy that was out there living with the lions. Those lions don't maul him. They don't attack him because he's not a threat to them. He's an asset to them. So the way that you apply metaphysical knowledge is to understand that the metaphysical knowledge you got is an asset. It's not a liability. You realize that the metaphysical knowledge is actually going to allow you to get to the place where the use of it, the application of it, will allow you to pay the $1 million or to make a $1 million to pay the light bill. So that's why I get up and do Dale Kinnear reports. That's why I do one-on-ones. That's why I'm doing this show. That's why I have a life management system. That's why I'm going to take my show on the road and do seminars. I want to share with what I'm doing with the rest of the globe. That's why I want you to come on stage and tell people your testimony of how the life management system and my teachings has benefited you. So that way everybody can see that, hey, that dog does hunt. I'm a living, walking, talking, breathing example. I just had a major traumatic event that just happened, and I'm here doing the show. Did it impact me? Of course. Do I feel it? Of course. Did I have an emotional reaction? Of course. But did I run? Hell no. I'm standing right here looking the devil in the eye. I ain't got no fear in my body. Why? Love. Faith, hope, love. The greatest of these three is love. What is love? It's a frequency. There was a movie called Frequency that talks about this very, very thing. And it was Mozart. It was something about the music. They put it in. They talk about the music of Mozart because it was soothing. And Mozart understood what I'm getting ready to share with you right now, how to apply metaphysical knowledge and information. You got a lot of math. You understand music. You can speak 7 languages. Oh, you are a very educated individual, especially if you're a life path 7. If you're a 7, you already know what I'm talking about. You probably went to sleep, woke up about 3 times already. If you're an 11, you know what I'm talking about. You are gifted with knowledge. You got esoteric knowledge to spare. But unfortunately, if you don't apply that in formation, It's going to go in you, and it's going to form you. And that knowledge will actually deform instead of transform. You must be very careful, because if you assimilate or accumulate all of this knowledge, all of this in form, it's going to deform you instead of transform you. And you're going to be deformed. They call it handicapped, because you believed the lie ability, the lie about your ability, because you didn't take responsibility. You didn't respond to the ability, because you did not act, because there was no spark that causes the act to take place. What causes, what's the spark? Love. Love, my brothers, love is the inertia that is missing. That is the only reason why knowledge is not being applied. You're not in love. Now, that's one thing about you can love something and then you can be in love with something. Because in the ancient text, it talks about that, again, that you must take, as I've stated, the key is for you to take your knowledge and put it within your heart, the four chambers of your heart, so the fifth chamber of the heart can activate it. See, following the heart in all that you be, do, and have, it creates a single standing column of waveform energy that is single instead of dual. There will no longer be no vacillating from left brain to right brain. There will be a single brain of love. It is unconditional. It is not based upon the other person or the other thing. That dog hunts right there. That's a rare bird. Because, see, if I do A, you're going to respond with B. You will react. So how do you apply metaphysical and esoteric knowledge? Same way Yahushua did. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The only way people can do what they do is they really don't know. They really honestly don't know. What is it, Brother Will, that they don't know? They do not know that we are one. So if I hate you, I hate myself. So I'm going to con you out of $100. I'm conning myself out of $100. So I'm going to mind F you. I'm just mind F-ing myself. So I got one job and one job only. I need to be open. I need to be honest. I need to be transparent. I need to have trash. I need to have shareable experiences. Now, here is the problem. Like my client I was talking to this morning overstands, as I overstand. The enemy's smart. As I've been saying, and as I have my book, Diligence, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich, when I found this out, and I've been saying this example about ice cream and Baskin Robbins. Now, you may like 31 flavors of ice cream, but out of those 31 flavors, there's one that you love. Now, the problem is you don't know that. You honestly think you love all 31. That's called greed. That's called gluttony. Those are all seven sins. That's what most people think is love. Most people, when I say love, they don't know what I'm talking about. Thus, we gotta go back to that. We got to go back to first base. Now, the reason why you cannot apply knowledge is because you're not in love. I said nothing about knowledge. A lot of people assume that they got bad knowledge. Nope, you're just not in love. Now, that's extremely different statement, because there's a lot of different emotions, mental states, and when people say love, when I say love, what comes to your mind? Now, love is an abstract. When you say love, no image really pops up. When I say love, like if I say lion, an image of a lion pops up. If I say love, you probably think of maybe a heart, a Valentine's, or some person that you love. So love is an abstract term. That means it's a wave. You need to take love from the wave state and you need to put it into a particle state. That's quantum physics. Let me make sure you understand how to apply spiritual esoteric knowledge now to pay your light bill, to freaking get in health, to actually get some true spiritual knowledge and actually maintain great relationships. You have to take love from the wave state, and you must bring it into the particle state. Now, the way that that happens, according to physics and according to science, the observer determines what is observed. Let me say it again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. According to the double split experiment. Now, again, I'm trying to explain love is because, see, love, contrary to popular belief, again, is not oxytocin. That's the chemical expression of love. Now, again, that's the particle. But love is something else before it becomes a particle. It's a wave. Now, in the wave state, all of the attributes of love are present. The one that manifests is the one that you select. It is the selection process that's not taught. At least it wasn't taught to me. So when I go to a restaurant to order food, I was taught to look at the menu. I was taught to select one item, two items, three items. I never went to a restaurant and said, give me the freaking menu. Have you? Is there anybody, you by yourself? I'm not talking about no party, no entourage, you and your homeboys. Have you ever went to a restaurant and have you ever looked at a menu wave and said, give me everything on the menu? I don't think so. I haven't met nobody. There may be somebody out there, but I don't know nobody who goes to a restaurant and they order the entire member, the entire everything on the menu. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing with physics. So you got this knowledge, you stuff, but you ain't selecting. You're not bringing it from the wave state to the particle state. That's physics in this dimension. So the question is, how, Brother Will, do we select? See, I was taught the same way I go to the restaurant is the same way. Willpower, you read the menu, you point at that item, and you say, oh, waiter, can I get, you're at a fancy, you know, French restaurant. You don't probably know how to pronounce half the shit that's on the menu. Yeah, can I get, oh, yeah, that right there. Oh, yeah, you want the cordon bleu, cordon bleu, 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 bleu? Yeah, yeah, give me some of that, bro. But see, the spirit realm, we got a menu that we can't read. Half of us don't even know we got the menu. And most of us don't even don't understand the menu. That's why the Father say, unless you come to me as a little child. Now, as a father, when I take my children out to eat, when they was little, I ordered for them. Heavenly Father, touch the minds, the hearts, the wills, the emotions, the imaginations of your people. I did not allow my children, when they was under the age of 5, to go to no damn fancy restaurant and pick out no $100 plate. I know as a father that they cannot select off the menu. My daughter's getting ready to graduate. All my children, I brought them cars on their graduation day. My daughter's getting ready to graduate. She still suffers from epilepsy. Do you think, in my mind, she would love for me to go out and buy her a car? Do you think I'm going to go out and buy my daughter a car? I don't think so. Do you think I'm going to give my daughter the keys so she can get behind the wheel of a freaking car, have a seizure, and run into a damn tree and kill herself? God forbid, somebody else. The devil is a liar. I'm making the damn selections. The true destiny of mankind is not left up to man. It's left up to freaking God. Do you honestly think the creator of the universe, and you can only see 1% of the freaking spirit realm, and you're going to make an intellectual decision based upon negative 1% of the knowledge? Do you honestly, what kind of father would do that to his children? Now, I don't know. Your father is different from mine, maybe. But my father wishes to do exceedingly abundantly anything above I can ask or think. My father has my good will in mind. He ain't trying to hurt me. Same way I ain't trying to hurt my daughter. If you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more? See, we got it twisted. We walk around thinking that we running shiznit. Like, you're going to make a decision whether or not you think your eternity destiny is left up to you? I don't think so. And I got a plethora of knowledge and ancient texts to prove it. The true destiny of mankind is not up to left up to mankind. I hope to God you don't believe me, because I got a whole book and a 12-hour series that you can sit down and listen to. Now, let me make sure you understand the problem with the statement. There's something called fear. Remember, the only way that the universe, the devil, keep you in the box is fear. You cannot be allowed to have the luxury of an intellectual thought that is not based and enwrapped in fear. That doesn't exist on this planet. The devil must keep you in your box. You cannot really have a thought of unconditional love, because a unconditional love says this: love is a frequency. It is a wave. It is a vibration that is beyond the imagination of most people. That is why when we think about what the biblical narrative states about Yahushua, whether you believe it or not, that he was sin, that first of all, he would come in the form of man. The Word became flesh and dwelt among men. And then the Word did something that is unfathomable. The Word gave up his Godhead or Godship to experience what it would be like to go through and to suffer everything like, even though at any time it wasn't. Now, people have a lot of time with a lot of hard time, and I say a lot of things, negative and positive, like everybody else. Now, there is no greater love than to lay down your life for your brother. There's nothing greater. That's what the Bible says. So, in order to apply metaphysical knowledge and understanding, it is to proceed with the understanding that that knowledge is for your good, even though it doesn't appear so. The ability to make a decision to disappoint people, places, and things, that's how you apply metaphysical knowledge. The enemy knows that you have something called love. You have the lust of the flesh. You have the pride of life. You have the cares of this world. The enemy knows that. He knows that the Bible says friendship with this world makes or creates enmity or division between God, because the enemy wants you to fall instead of elevate. Now, the hardest thing that you're going to be able to do, or you have to do, to be able to really apply metaphysical, esoteric knowledge. I'm not talking about none of this, you know, worldly stuff, you know, that they, you know, that's taught in most circles. I'm talking about true esoteric knowledge. Knowledge that, again, is from a totally different plane, because it challenges everything that you've been taught. That means that you have to let go and let God. How do you do that? That means that you trust. The same way that my children trust me, you have to trust God. But I'm not talking about the God of this world. I'm not talking about Constantine's Messiah. I'm not talking about, you mean to tell me you love God whom you have not seen, but you hate your brother that you see every day? Yeah, that's what you're telling me. Now, that's what everybody I know is telling me. Not everybody, but pretty much everybody. Yeah, pretty much everybody. So everybody I know, they got a problem with somebody. I don't know everybody. I know very few people that don't have a problem. Me too. I'm in the same boat. That's why I'm giving the message, because this is what God told me today. Not yesterday. This is fresh. This fresh off the this fresh off the grill, homie. So God told me today. So you mean to tell me, Brother Will, Master Teacher 33, sit down somewhere, boy, let me tell you something. You love me, right, brother? God, like, remember he told Peter? I have this on my website. This was the foundation of my ministry. You go to my website right now and you can read it. It's been on there. I ain't changed my website. I stopped keeping up with my website for a while. So this is how you know that what I'm saying is true. Look at the date that it was created on my website. on my website, where on the About You link, and I have all of my foundational statements. When I started this, I have my dream statement, my mission statement, my vision statement. I have all the 12 statements that I want you to do. They're on my website. All you got to do is go to MasterTeacher33. Right about in the middle of the page, next to the donation link, there's a link that says Dream, Mission, Vision. So that way you can see where I was at the time that I started this 20-plus years ago. And on that link, this is what I wrote. And this is what I'm telling you. And I put my life on this. Matthew 28, verse 19. Teach all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe. Teaching them to observe. That's what consciousness is. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. That was my marching orders 20-plus years ago. Now, I need you to understand something, because after I got those marching orders, something happened. And you can read my mission statement, which is what I'm going to tell you what happened. After I got my, quote-unquote, dream statement, which is to go out and teach people, and then Isaiah 40, Matthew 6:33, seek for the kingdom of God, everything else. Your dream statement is what I dream about every day. That's your dream statement. Your dream statement, what you dream about every day. Every day you wake up, this is what your dream state. Your mission statement is different from the dream. The mission is what you are being while you are dreaming. Your mission statement is what the hell are you doing? How are you applying your dream? The dream statement and the mission statement are two totally different statements. Oh, I can sit around and dream, but I need a mission. The mission statement is who I am being mentally that allows and establishes what I am doing physically. And my mission statement says John 21:15. Again, 20 years ago. John 21:15. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, yea, Lord, you know I love thee. He said, feed my lambs. Then John 21:16 says, again he said unto Simon, son of Jonas, a second time, lovest thou me? Simon says, yea, Lord, thou knowest I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. Notice they went from lambs to sheep. Then he said unto him a third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Three times, brothers. Three times, sisters. On the third time, he asked Simon again, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Now his name changes from Simon, and he says, Peter. Notice his name. This is very important. When the name changes, the vision changes. Jesus is calling him Simon. And then verse 15 and 16, he's Simon. Then verse 17, he goes from being Simon to being Petros, Peter, the rock. Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? Peter knew why he said it three times, because he was telling Peter, you don't love me. And the same thing that God's told Peter, the same thing that he told me 20 years ago, the same thing that he's telling me today. You don't love
what you say you love.
Not you, but people you know. 20 years ago, and I wrote this statement down. And it says, Peter was grieved because he said unto him, not because he said because he said it three times, because he said unto him three times, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. So, brothers and sisters, let me leave you with the same thing that the Father left me with. You have to understand your kingdom identification. You have a kingdom inheritance. You must use kingdom currency. You must have a kingdom mentality. You must have a kingdom disposition. You must have a kingdom heart. Your gut must be kingdom oriented. To walk in the spirit and not in the flesh, you must have a kingdom disposition. Jesus told to leave your gift at the altar. Go to your brother and repent. Then come back. It does you no good to talk about metaphysics, astral projection, remote viewing, kundalini activation, Egyptology, freaking, you know, race issues, economics, politics, all of this stuff. And you can't have a conversation with your brother. You mean to tell me you this spiritual intellectual guru, and me and you cannot engage in a conversation without you getting pissed off and calling me out my name, posting negative stuff on my YouTube page, and all this other stuff? Oh, but you super spiritual. Faith, hope, love. The greatest of these three is love. The only way to apply metaphysical, esoteric knowledge is if you truly have a love. If you are truly in love, notice where your love is at, though. You must be truly, truly, truly in love. And that's found in Matthew 5:19. Whosoever therefore shall break one of the least of these commandments and shall teach men, so shall he be called the least in the kingdom of God. But so whosoever shall do, then teach them. Notice the order. So I use real life shizness. I use my personal examples, my personal life experience, because I do the shizness I teach. I don't teach theory. I teach theorem. Listen to Creflo Dollar's message. Listen to some of these other preachers' messages. Are they talking about what's going on in their house? Are they talking about what's happening in real life, or they got this big metaphysical message? I tell you openly and honestly and transparently, probably too much, what's going on in my house. And all of this stuff is my business out on the street. You know what it's like to live with somebody like me? It's not easy on my wife, not easy on my kids, not easy on nobody, because my life is a freaking open book. But to whom much is given, much is required. How you apply metaphysical and esoteric knowledge, brothers and sisters, is you take what you know and you apply it in your own life. You do it. Then you teach it. The same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:19 is the very important. Whosoever shall break one of the least of these commandments and shall teach men to do so shall be called the least in the kingdom of God. You ban bad stuff and you teach them to do the bad stuff? Yeah, God's not impressed. But whosoever shall do. So I'm doing it, and everything I've written in these 50 books, everything I've done, I've written it down, and now I'm teaching it, but I don't teach it till I do it. Then they shall be called great in the kingdom of God. And I'm a great man in the kingdom of God. How do I know? Because I don't teach what I don't do. and I'm taking everybody with me every step of the journey. And it is my prayer that everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you are establishing a pattern, you're establishing a system, building an empire. This is how to build a global empire that is duplicatable. And number one, it is implementable and duplicatable, and it is shareable with everybody else because it's based upon your head, your heart, and your gut. And tomorrow we jump into, today was the application of the animating principles. Tomorrow we break down the seven animating principles to assist you as we're moving into the direction of a fourth module, which is the building of the temple, the building of your business, the building of your pattern, the building of your purpose, the building of the principles, the process, the procedures, the product, the profit, the prosperity, and the peace. We are building your empire. At least everybody's part of the life management system. If you're not a part, you need to email me today at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. My brothers, my sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May Ruach, the set of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. All you haters get up out my way, cause I'm about to wake. All you haters up, hop on it. Let's just ride the wave. You should really listen to this song, cause it's about you slaves. If you want your freedom, stop acting naive. Man, I'm talking naive. Hate it like a dry heat. Cause everything you need is hell right in. Man, I'm never right thing when I hit this machine. Swear I got it from my dad, how I got the gift of gab. Articulate, matriculate through 50 states. I'm just here to twist your fate, set it straight. I'm so great, gotta set a date. Call me meditate, I'm so metaphysical. I'm the God, call me metafate. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, till a brother got it. They don't say nothing till a brother got it. I'ma pull up with the Corvette, cause I'm so fat. Yeah, you know I gotta give my check. Yeah, I'm so chest with it popped out like, that's me. All day, can't you see? That's me. All day, Super Saiyan like I'm Goku when I'm flying through the atmosphere. I'm about to clear everybody out of here, can't you see? I'm just killing all these rats with these raps clear. Can't you see? Can't you see how I'm right here? Told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances.